guess that's what you deserve. Just broke a string.
Got it. That is me.
Do you believe that?
Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJS.
90.1 FM.
Radio Mano Papachango.
90.1 FM. Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, and I'm your host for this hour of this beautiful Tuesday night. So, just kind of moving on from that previous chat from just a couple minutes ago, I kind of wanted to branch in and into other things that I'm trying in university. So, lately, last Sunday, I tried a drop-in volleyball match and volleyball practice, and it was very casual at the community rec center, and I ended up really liking it, even though I was terrible, and I felt like crying at one point because I felt like I was a pretty bad player. But I'm planning to go buy a volleyball and also practice some beach volleyball when I'm off in Mexico, actually flying tomorrow night, and I'm gonna try my best to learn a new skill and learn something just for enjoyment, nothing for resume building or anything for my future career path or whatnot, which I'm trying to steer away from. So another thing that I tried in university and currently am doing right now is just being a part of CJSF here at the radio station. And this is something that I didn't even know I was going to go into. I had no idea we even had a radio station at Simon Fraser. I was actually just walking around the Clubs Day opener, which they have every fall and spring and summer, I believe, with my dear friend, actually now DJ Coke, DJ Star. And we were just walking around, checking out the different booths. We looked at the photography club. We looked at the fencing club. There was a kendo club as well. But none of them were really our fit. And we both were determined to find something to join together. And then DJ Star pointed out to the radio station booth. And this was definitely the best decorated booth out of the entire place, first of all. So that really drew my eye into the booth as well, even though I don't think I would have gone there myself. So we ended up signing up for an orientation here at the station and got to meet a couple of their volunteers and as well some of the staff, because this is community campus radio. So we do have paid staff here who are on the older side, and they helped train me and DJ Star. And I'm here today with our DJ Star and my show together, which is honestly incredible and something that I did not think I would be doing in university. I had no idea that I would be here whatsoever, and I'm very, very happy to be here. And I just wanted to mention that I could not have been here and had this opportunity to try out radio and create a show with one of my friends without the CJSF listeners. So I wanted to give you a special thanks and just thank you tremendously so much. From the bottom of my heart, Thank you for listening. But yeah, without your support and without your listen, I'm not able to create content for a show and put it out there and get my voice out there and kind of practice for my own sense of community. And so by just listening, you create the sense of community that we can build on. And especially in this day and age where there is less and less of community at all, and we are just heading into this ultra technological world that only relies on artificial intelligence and Zoom calls, and it's very detaching and almost dystopian in a way. Even a specific example, I currently am on co-op as a research assistant at the local hospital, and I call patients on the phone asking if they'd want to join a research study. And I got into this great conversation with one lad. He actually declined to do research, but we ended up chatting anyways. And he was just talking about how back in the day when he had surgery, he would go into the surgeon's office and he would chat with him and they would build a relationship. And now it's just all phone calls and nothing face to face. And it's just this very detaching sense and very isolating to everyone without community and without people. And so community radio is one of the last places I feel that we can be together and bring as well broadcasting and journalism to everyone. So recently there has been a few closures of local newspapers, which is devastating. Some of them have been Burnaby Now, New Westminster Record, and Tri-City News, which is closing, I believe, sometime in May, so I think a little later this month, which is really depressing, just honestly, because my dad used to get the Tri-City News, and I would read the Tri-City newspaper, and it was my community. I am in the Tri-Cities, and to have these places not be able to run anymore and run out of finances is just heartbreaking. And so being our community radio station, we are some of the last voices around the Lower Mainland to give this independent content. And so just every single listener and you out there is so critical to keeping our station alive. And I just want to keep saying thank you. Thank you very, very much. We all appreciate it, and I appreciate it. It's even just a couple minutes of your time just to tune in and listen in. And maybe you don't like it. Maybe you switch to another channel. Totally all right. There's always a show for you. But it just gave myself an amazing opportunity to be here, and I'm just really grateful. So that was that. Kind of wanted to give that blurb out. Just feeling thankful today. But anyways, I think that's enough of me talking and yapping on. So I have a couple more songs to play. Getting close to the end of the hour, but I'll see how much of this record takes of that. So this record was picked out by, as well, Rebecca from Sociologic. We usually come and chat in the studio for an hour and just talk about life and sometimes social political events. So as we know right now, it is very politically tense in the world. There are wars going on. There is the new tensions between, not tensions, essentially a war now between India and Pakistan, but you can read about that at a separate time. I won't get into that. But it's nice to have. Also, I would consider Rebecca a part of the community here, which is made possible that I can have a sense of community here because of you listening. So, no more sob story. I'll go into the record. So, this one, back to the record, I keep getting off topic, is called Know My Name by Nightmares on Wax from the album Know My Name. So, haven't listened to the full thing, but it's not bad.
This is me, Jay Gradowski, your host, as always, for CJSF 9.1 FM's The Art Show. This is our Listener Appreciation Week. I make a special shout-out to you, dear listener, for tuning in to The Art Show. every Thursday at 5 or Fridays at 8 or whatever show you listen to on CJSF. That's what I'm here for, and that's what you're here for. So thank you so much for tuning in this whole time. Yeah.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You just heard Know My Name by Nightmares on Wax from their album Know My Name. This was a random record chosen by Rebecca in the studio, and it was not too bad. I actually quite liked it. And I also wanted to play a random CD that we found from the radio station. So I'm going to try to play that right now. This is my first time playing a CD, so please bear with me as I try to figure this out. But let's see how this goes. Enjoy. Oh, and it's called Scars by Caracol.
Is there a secret that you want to tell? It's superficial and you want to bend. Are you afraid to see the lion fall? I know the feeling, I've had it before. I know the feeling, I've had it before. Hey, hey, I didn't mean to analyze you. If you want, you can tell me so much more.
Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back. That last song you just heard was called Scars by Carousel. Totally forgot to introduce the song name as I was trying to figure out how to use the CD, but there you have it. It's by her album Symbolism, and I believe she is an artist based out of Montreal. So, very good song. Just wanted to come on here and give my final goodbyes as it is almost 7 p.m. and my time is nearly up for this week. I wanted to thank you again for listening in, and I very, very much appreciate you tuning in and supporting community radio and supporting CJSF. So I'm going to end it off with one more song, and by Kate Renata again, because why not? I am in a very big Kate Renata mood today. This one is from his new-ish album. It's from Timeless. I actually did get to go see the tour for Timeless at Deer Lake Park. So this one is called Taste, featuring Van Jess, by Kate Renata. Thank you so much for tuning in, and hopefully I'll hear you next week. Shut up.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m.
Hey, this is Mac from Superchunk, and you are listening to the noise of carpet on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.